Brazil a little later this afternoon, as Julie and Joseph meets the music legend Sergio Mendes to talk about the birth of Bossa Nova. That's here on J to Z at 5 o'clock. But now it's time for Music Planet with Lopa Katari.
Nena, dime qué diferencia hay entre albas y crepúsculos.
Dime,
nenita, cómo no confundirlos. Nena, porque muchos lamentan los descensos.
Sin ver más lo que nace.
Porque pisan la raíz en latan sueños. Si nena a ti te asusta la luna. Nena, ¿y por qué otros obsesionan con lo nuevo? Y echan libros al hueco tu mantroncos. Dime si solo la primavera luce. No puedo escoger.
Nenita, the opening track of Suave Bruta, due out on the 4th of February on Air Fono. I love it. Eda Diaz is a French-Colombian bassist and singer, and Suave Bruta is her debut LP. As you can make out from that tune, hers is a melting pot of Latino sounds, electronica, distortions and samples. She studied classical piano, but at home it was all tangos and boleros, poetry and epic tales. This is an accomplished debut, and I can't wait to see what she comes up with next. Welcome to Music Planet. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. The new year is already bringing in lots of new releases, and I've got some of them for you today. Plus, we're taking you on a road trip with the Sami people of Finland and beyond. This is another of those albums, hot off the press. If Eda Diaz is the sound on the horizon of the future, then this album is the glorious past, still here for our dancing and listening pleasure. Merengue Típico Nueva Generación is the compilation due out on Bongo Joe in February, and it makes the quick step seem like a gentle paced bit of American smooth. The label has unearthed a series of accordion and tambour-heavy Latin nuggets from the late 60s to early 70s, and the opening track of the album, frankly, is as good a place as any to start. And it's from Fefita La Grande, one of the Dominican Republic's most loved accordionists, renowned for típico or traditional merengue. She's now 80 years old, has many albums under her belt, and as far as I can make out, I think she's still playing.
Me calma y me queda con luz.
from the fast and furious Merengue and Fafita La Grande to gentle escapism with Natasha Rogers, a percussionist, pianist and singer with a mixed Dutch and Native American heritage who's travelled the world soaking in its sounds and rhythms. For this album, Oneida, due out on the 16th of February on No Format, she went on a bit of a retreat to a remote French village in Brittany. Just her, her dog Joy, and her sound engineer Joachim Olaya. She said she had all the time in the world to lose herself in music and sing. Well, from a remote village in France, our next destination on the new release's Music Mobile takes us to a remote people in Suriname, a country right at the top along the Atlantic coast bordering Brazil and Guyana, and the brotherly duo Saramacan Sound. Their songs place emphasis on the environmental concerns facing their corner of South America. And who else but Grammy Award-winning producer Ian Brennan would have brought them to the attention of the world. Now, Saramacan is the language of Suriname, of the slaves brought across from Africa by the Dutch and created by them in the 17th century. It's a language that is endangered, with less than 1,500 speakers left under the age of 30. But this album will, hopefully, at least preserve what remains. And maybe that hope is what the song is holding on to. Some kind of new beginning. God visit all your salimis on the one. Have a maili be some abota de nu. Ganga do you, where may he be goliba. Code sonny. And this is all your salimis on the one. And I may be some abutal in you. No, you to the libisame me a goliba. Tadi pau yaya, di de pati kude se. Vemme gangaru, das tabu di goliba. Noi limi limi soni, tu da vini stavu veu. No di voltu di, libi sembe mea goliba. Di pão ya ya, di de pati kudesei. Femme ganga, Gustavo di goliba. Noi libi libi soni, tu davini stavo meu. Noi libi libi soni, tu davini stavo meu. Beautiful as that. Some kind of new beginning from Saramacan Sound. And it was recorded by the intrepid producer Ian Brennan in situ along the riverside in Suriname with the brothers Dwight Sampi and Robert Jabini. It's the latest in Glitterbeat's Hidden Musics series, another rough diamond to be treasured, due out on the 26th. And now for something completely different. Dramatic and totally different, that is, to what Portugal's Lina has brought to us on her recent albums with Spanish musician-producer Raul Refri. On Fado Camões, she stayed with the Spanish connection, but this time has teamed up with singer Rodrigo Cuevas, who has brought a flamenco flair to Fado.
Sempre o que temo vejo, que isso me dera da morte. O que temo, o que desejo, ai, sempre o que temo vejo, que isso me dera da morte. De maneira me sucede-me qualquer vontade pede, alma e vida a toda a sorte. De maneira me sucede-me qualquer vontade pede, alma e vida a toda a sorte.
I am disposed of mirth, a track from the album Carry Them With Us, a song and an album I will not tire from listening to. It's a brilliant and inspired collaboration between Scottish piper Breacha Campbell and one of the most incredible saxophonists I've had the pleasure to meet and hear, Colin Stetson. Now, I don't know if Breacha is going to be joined by Colin when she plays at Celtic Connections on the 3rd of February at the Macintosh Church, but even if it's a solo gig, you must go. I saw her at Cecil Sharp House in North London in October, just her and her pipes, and it was amazing. Okay, a bit of a breather from the new releases. We're going to head off to Finland now, where Finnish radio producer Sebastian Bergholm is ready to take us on a road trip to the far north, exploring the rich tradition of Sami Joikin.
The wind is blowing across the fell region of Nuorgam, the northernmost village of the EU. Separated from Norway by the frozen Tana River, and the wind packs the snow hard and uncovers craggy land. Imagine soft shades of pink, orange and blue that paint the sky above the hills. This is calm or polar nighttime in winter when the sun doesn't rise for over 50 days. The Sami artist Anna Näkkäläjärvi Lensmanor Anna Maaret lives here, and she has taken me, Sebastian Bergholm, up in the wilderness with a snowmobile, and her music springs from here, Sápmi, the land of her people. This place is easy to romanticize because of its beauty, but in her joik, Anna Maaret expresses the complexity of feelings and experience connected to her everyday life as being part of a global world and tradition at the same time.
On, siis koko ajan se on läsnä. Että siis varmaan niin kuin aina. Että sehän on semmoinen perustavanlaatuinen niin kuin tavallaan identiteettikriisi tai...
It is constantly present, an intrinsic crisis of identity or existence that shows through everything. Also the joiks, she tells me. And as an artist, she has audiences all over the world. In Finland and rest of the Nordic countries, the ground is rich in minerals and natural resources. This and the possibilities for wind power in the area make the Sápmi region much desired by energy companies. Who has power over the land creates a practical and existential threat for the Sami people, as the environment is so fragile. The harshness in the living conditions in the Arctic regions and the love for the land and ancestors is in the core of this song we hear, Dolos Niegut, from her album Nieguid Duovdagat, which means dreamscapes, from 2021. A wonderful example of how traditional joik meets the modern electronics by Turkka Inkilä and the Finnish bowlier Jouhikko by Ilkka Heinonen, an instrument that adds an ancient vibe into the music. Anna Maaret invited me to her world, and she also took me to meet the reindeer of the family. It is an animal that wanders in herds over the mountains, and it is inseparable from the traditional Sami way of life. This is Vimme Saari, one of the most influential Sami artists in the Finnish area. Sápmi transcends the borders of Norway, Sweden and also Russia. We hear him yoik the reindeer in the song Boatsu from the album Gapmu from 2003. On the album he yoiks without accompaniment. His style is intuitive and he has also often collaborated with Tapani Rinne, a pioneer of Finnish electro jazz. There is also a playfulness in Vimme's music, for instance in his song Paris from the album Moon, where his vocals mixes into a chanson tradition of France. Vimme was born in Keltojärvi in Enontekiö in 1959 and was sent to a boarding school. His story mirrors the dreadful history of education of Sami children in Finland, where the Sami language was washed away in school and the children were forced to learn Finnish instead. Use of Sami was punished and the children could be away from home for months. The own culture was coded with shame. When Vimme worked as a sound technician at the Finnish broadcasting company Yle, he found old recordings of yoiks by his relatives, which made him dig into his own backgrounds. In the older times and the Christian tradition, yoik was considered a sin, a satanic expression, and there was echoes of this when Vimme started out in the late 80s. And as late as 2019, a priest in the town of Kouvola tried to prevent Vimme from performing in a church. I thought, am I doing a sin, Vimme remembers. But his audience thanked him and he also inspired young people to yoik. In Finland, there is a growing number of young musicians who are very aware of the history and tradition, but also are part of a global world with various styles of music that inspires them. We listen to the group Soliju and their song Oasimus from the album Ovja Muohta, Powder Snow from 2022. Soliju contains of Ulla Pirttijärvi and her daughter Hilda Lensman, and the songs are sonic images of a spring when the two were herding reindeer. The album was awarded the International Indigenous Artist Group Recording of the Year 2023 by Summer Solstice Indigenous Music Awards in Canada. Oasimus means a part of me, and the song expresses identity, pride and love, and the words go like this. A part of me always longs for the snow-silvered expanses where ice gems, rime-clad mountain birches, gentle brush, light embrace. If we dig further into the Joik, Anna-Maret describes it as a continuum of language, an expression that transcends words. Something or someone is Joiked, an animal or a human being. You hear the audio representation of how a person moves, looks like, her character, and so forth. It can express love of someone and forms a connection to Sápmi, and a Joik is also a gift, among many things. Sámi music had for many years a downplayed role in Finnish culture. On the Sámi National Day in February, it got attention, but not so much otherwise. Today, the situation is changing, but slowly. In 1968, the poet and musician Nils Aslak Valkeapää released his album Joiks, Joikuja. He is one of the internationally most known Sámi artists and also an innovator. Before him, Joik was mostly vocal music, but he added instruments and worked to modernize the expression of Sámi music and brought it to a broader public. This is Aamupuolen yötä, the morning side of the night.
Ivi peli ja sirkali karas juuka, sähki veikko dettiin joikka de kouta käinnu. Huulen anne luahan luua luua, huulen anne oa lyydin on a luua. Täältä kaljolle jo luklulas johti lanju.
For who is Joik and Sámi art in general? Well, it depends. Sometimes for a general public, sometimes other values are at stake. In 2023, Katja Gaurilov directed the first Skolt Sámi language drama film, Je Vida, about a woman and the trauma of how Skolt Sámi people who live in the northeastern part of Finland were assimilated into the Finnish society and again losing their language. One of the most intimate things one could lose. The movie was made for and with the Skolt Sámi people. And now, after many years of struggle, a new law is taking form in the Finnish parliament that provides Sámi more cultural and language autonomy. I want to end this road trip in Sápmi with a beautiful new song by Tapani Rinne and his group Rinne Radio, with the genre-transcending Hilda Lensman on vocals. She's one of my own favorite artists, and the song One Earth is a reminder that we humans are here together. We can learn from each other, for instance, when it comes to taking care of our common environment. And that music is a path to openness and respect.
And a big thank you to Sebastian Bergholm for putting that road trip together for us. How to follow that? Well, with a bit of samba, Buenos Aires style. Here's Argentina's renowned guitarist, Agustín Pereira Lucena, who is completely obsessed with the country's neighbours in Brazil and all the music that was pouring out of it. Two giants of Brazilian music became his great friends, Baden Powell and Vinicius de Moraes. This is O Astronauta, composed by both of them, Baden Powell and Vinicius de Moraes. Originally released on Lucena's self-titled album in 1970, the label Far Out has reissued it straight from the audio files on tape, no mean feat, and it will be released later this month.
Kita uya boy.
Soul and funk with a bass and synth line reminiscent of the best of Motown. Calata, meaning call to vote, is on Dire, an album that is still in my top 10. It was released last year on the independent Malian label, Mieruba, and is the third solo album from Idrissa Soumaoro, one of Mali's great guitarists and, I have to say, singers. What a soulful voice he has. Now, for our classic artist this week, we're off to the largest island in Asia, Borneo. It was there in 2013 that I met Matthew Ngao, a master sape player, maker and teacher at the Rainforest Music Festival. Now, Matthew Ngao is considered one of Malaysia's living national heritage figures, and to his community, he holds the position of cultural guardian or keeper of the Kenya and Gorek songs. He is just one of a few masters of the sape. The sape is a long lute-like instrument made out of just one bowl, a trunk of a tree that is hollowed out. I'm going to play a traditional piece called The Warrior. It's from Matthew's album that was recorded at Klangvelten World Music Festival. But first, let me hand over to Matthew himself. This is a little bit of what he told us back in 2013 at the Rainforest Music Festival.
Sambe is our traditional instrument because in the olden days we have no other music, only sambe playing in the village. Then the village will be alive, you know? You hear the sambe, you feel the longhouse is, you know, there's happiness there with this type of music.
So a lot of your songs, happy songs?
Oh yes, happy song, very happy song. Yeah, make people happy. Yeah, after hard work in the field, in the farm, yeah. So the people come back and play the sambe at the veranda during night time. And somewhat like put people to sleep.
Bye. into yang inu pemong jai ku yang inu pemong jai jai alam ini ini idang mula miselo tu yang lu ayam sae sae masa tu se u se uma luang tu se lo lo de tu yang mo ta we lo u ya me tu se lo
Gosh, just the sounds of the frogs and chirping insects takes me back to Borneo and that wonderful trip we had with Matthew Ungao, Sape Master and our classic artist this week. You can still hear our trip to the Rainforest World Music Festival 2013 in Borneo up on BBC Sounds. I leave you with one final bit of folk, Beolach. Canada's folk group from Cape Breton Island, celebrating 25 years of music making together. So, here's Kilts on Fire from their award-winning album All Hands. Get your dancing clogs on and have a great weekend, whatever you're up to.
Thank you. the Canadian folk group Beolach, ending today's Music Planet. It was presented by Lopa Qatari and produced by Martin Webb.
BBC Radio 3, the home of classical music. Join us next week for some unique performances that you won't get anywhere else, including the BBC National Orchestra of Wales and Stravinsky's Pulcinella.
Michal Gertz conducting the Ulster Orchestra in Belfast.
The BBC Symphony Orchestra playing Schumann at the Barbican in London.
And the Scottish Chamber Orchestra marking its 50th anniversary live from Glasgow's City Halls.
Radio 3 in concert across the UK.
Starts Tuesday evening at 7:30. Listen on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
Now on Radio 3, it's time for J to Z and another chance to hear an episode first broadcast in January 2022.
Welcome. On the programme today, one of the giants of Brazilian music, Sergio Mendes, will be sharing his musical inspirations with us as we immerse ourselves in the sounds of Brazil with music both old and new, starting with this from pianist Amaro Freitas.